This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Major League Soccer on the BetRivers Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome on into the MLS Betting Weekly podcast. I'm Thomas Viola, and joining me, as always, the international man of mystery, the Pablo Escobar of parlays, none other than Taylor Wilson. Taylor, where are you joining us from today?
I am a part of Elon Musk's mission to Mars right now, Mr. Viola, and I'm in your homeland, Italia, Forza Forza, and we love to hear it. I saw in Atalanta headline on the ground earlier, so I don't know if that gives us any kind of an indication where the Serie A season is going, but we're going to do some MLS stuff, you and I both. I'm coming off of another rough slate. It's the third rough one in a row, down one in unit and change, which, look, it could have been worse. We had a couple of big, big plus hits that really helped out. You can kind of throw out the record and just kind of survive a little bit. How did you do this last slate?
I'll take the fact that I called over the weekend. I said on the show last time out, if you were going to take a weekend off, this was the weekend to do it. It ended up being a little bit of a tough slate, but I salvaged it. Went 4-6, down half a unit, brings my total record to 84-95. That might have been my record last week, though. Let me look back in the notes real quick. Yep, I did not update it. My bad there. 88-101. We have crossed the triple digits in the losses, but we are still up 16.75 units on the season. I will take that. We have a quick midweek slate to get through here. And shout out, by the way, again to Austin FC, really coming through for us. A couple bad beats on the weekend slate. Really thought that Toronto was going to be able to get us a win. That game finishes 0-0. Same thing with Chicago. And, of course, the San Jose Earthquakes managed to mess everything up, getting the draw against RSL. Really would have liked one more goal in that game from RSL, but it is what it is. Let's get into it. We have a six-game slate here to talk about for the midweek, and we will, of course, be back on Thursday with weekend plays. But before we get into that, a quick reminder. You know, we got to thank our sponsor, BetRivers. Head on over to BetRivers.com. Sign yourself up for an account. Get in on the action with us. All of our lines are provided by them. And if you sign up today, you can use the promo code 250MATCH, and they will match your first deposit up to $250. So get in on the game today and join us here as we break down the slate. We are starting off with the New York Red Bulls. They are going up against the Colorado Rapids here. Red Bulls are minus 159 at home in this one. The Rapids plus 380 and the draw plus 310. You know, both of these teams, Taylor, might be happier playing this one in Colorado. The Rapids literally cannot win away from home. Seriously, 0-3-7 on the season. Only 8 goals scored on the road. A minus 13 road goal differential. New York's won 7 on the road versus just 3 at home. As we talked about a few weeks ago, 5 of those wins came in the spring, and they've definitely cooled off in their road form. But none of that matters as they're home here in this one, where they've just won again 3 times all season, beating DC, Toronto, pre-Italians, and Atlanta United. And all of these games have been since June, so they're ticking up on the right side here. They lost their last home match, but it was a tough one in the battle for the Hudson against New York City FC. And they just got a huge road win over Austin last weekend, or 2 weekends back now that you're listening to this, in what was a 4-3 classic that they almost choked away. But just 2 of this team's last 8 games have gone over 2.5 goals. Colorado, as we mentioned, they don't have a problem letting them in, but they are struggling badly to score on the road. And with New York at minus 160 here, you can take a play on them. I do encourage taking New York, but if you want something with a little more boost to it, a little better of a payout, I'm going under 2.5 goals at plus 114 here. I don't think that Colorado is going to help us get to this total. And all we need is not to have a blowout like Philly and Houston. Thanks a lot, Houston.
Yeah, I don't mind that at all, Tom. I mean, everything you said about Colorado is absolutely right on money. I mean, points per game, that's pretty much by far at this point the worst away team in the league. This has been the case all year. The difference is some other teams have started to figure out how to get points on the road. The Rapids have not. It's just kind of more of the same for them. One of their results, one of those weird freak MLS results, did come against NYCFC when they were kind of in the doldrums earlier this year. So they've done something in New York before, but I don't think it'll happen. The Red Bulls coming off, by the way, a very, very kind of shocking, you know, disappointing, use whatever adjective you want to use here, drubbing to Orlando in the U.S. Open Cup. They're now out of that competition. So it's full focus on MLS for them. Whatever, you know, kind of other focus you think they might have had on that competition, that's out the window. I don't hate where your head's at. Kind of read this as Red Bulls 2, Rapids 0, if you want to look in the exacta department. For that reason, I'm just trying a Red Bulls minus 1 play. You're getting a plus 110 price on that. I think you're pretty safe in terms of getting that push minimum. We talk a lot about minus ones being a kind of, you know, why bet the push type of bet, but I didn't really see anything else I loved here. You mentioned the under 2.5. I don't mind it in the total department. That's exactly what I would do, but I just feel safe here. I'm going a little bit conservative even on a spread play, whereas you know, I might be thinking about in some other leagues going even 1.25, 1.5. This league's weird enough where I want that push protection at minus 1. And that's what I'm going to try here at a plus price, Tom.
I agree with you. I like minus ones in MLS much more than I like them in other leagues, because you do see, like, case in point, last night when we're recording this, the Orlando DC game, which was absolutely wild, in which we saw Orlando up 1-0 going into stoppage time and losing that game 2-1, cashing us our over. But it can just get so hectic, and I like having that push protection, but I'm going to stick with the under 2.5 in that game. And we're going to move on here to a game that I am having trouble reading. Seattle versus Dallas. Sounders minus 114 at home, Dallas plus 290 on the road, and the draw $2.65. Total at 2.5, minus 127, some juice to the over here. July was not a kind month to Seattle. They had a monstrous run in May and June to get back into the playoff conversation. We were really high on them, and then they've lost 4 of 6 in July and are officially on a skid here. Dallas is back to their winning ways with 2 straight victories, both 1-0 wins, one at home versus LA and one in Salt Lake. The offense that was so prevalent in the early goings for this team here has completely cooled off, though, and it's the defense and unders that are coming through for Dallas. I don't know what really to make of this game. I kind of do lean to the draw. Like, if I was going to pick out a spot to go draw, I think this could be one of those reasonable opportunities. No official play, though.
So my first thought was just, yeah, this is Sounders all day. And we've kind of been doing this for a month now where this is a Sounders spot. You know, you think about that Chicago game, even the Nashville game. They just felt like really kind of classic in other seasons. Keep in mind, the Sounders have made the playoffs 3 years existence. It feels like this is the time of year where they really get it going. Not only that, we've seen them crack the code of CONCACAF Champions League, something MLS teams have not done. And now we get into this juncture of the season, and suddenly it looks like Seattle's forgotten how to play soccer. It's happening at both ends of the pitch. I think the most concerning thing for them might be just how bad defensively they've been recently. They've lost 4 of 5. You mentioned that. But even at the other end, where, like, you always think of this as an explosive Seattle attack, 3, 4, 5 different guys who can score, who can play make, there's less than expected goal for Seattle now in 3 of their last 4, which is kind of shocking considering the players that they have. There were some of those injury excuses earlier in the year. You still make a couple of them. Losing João Paulo was tough, but they need to try to figure it out, and they're not right now. And this is a sample size now for 4, 5, 6 weeks. This is not just one blip on board at this point. So having said that, I think the numbers are there to try something on Dallas. I wouldn't mind. I don't hate where your head's at on the draw. I wouldn't mind a plus half goal Dallas play. You're getting that at close to even money. You can take a look at the different markets and try to figure out where that price lands. It's at minus 107 at the time of recording. I think you might even be able to get a plus price on that because the public still loves Seattle. But I'm going to go just all in. Chips to the middle of the table. I'm going to Dallas play here on the money line at plus 295. It's just one of these, you know, I had a lot of these last week. I have a similar read on this midweek. We know what MLS midweeks are like, Tom, and these numbers hit a lot. On one hand, it feels like, you know, the bottom out any more than it has over the past month for Seattle. But Dallas, on the other side, is actually kind of playing decent soccer again. Three in a row against decent teams without a loss. Suddenly just one loss in their last six. We know what they can do scoring goals. And they're kind of figuring out some things defensively now. Not always on the road, but they're figuring out some things as well. So, yeah, I'm going to try just that full Dallas play. For me, it was between that plus half goal play. I don't mind either of those. The plus half goal play would, of course, be in line with your draw bet, but you're going a little bit more aggressive at a draw price. Give me Dallas at about 3-1.
All right. I don't hate it. I like where your head's at here. Again, I'm having a tough time reading the tea leaves on this one. If Seattle was going to drop another game, it could very well reasonably be here against a very good Dallas team. So I am certainly not going to try and dissuade you off of that play. I'll stick with my slight lean to the draw, but I'm staying out of this game. I won't have a bet in it, but I will have a bet in the next one up. Charlotte versus DC. And Charlotte, they're going to be minus 127 home favorites. DC plus $3.10 and the draw 280. Going to be a nice price on that draw, but I am going to have to take Charlotte here. Wayne Rooney's now at the helm for DC. Yes, they had that furious two-goal stoppage time comeback against Orlando to cash us the over, but the new manager bump only goes so far. And as Chelsea even found out, Charlotte is a fortress that few have emerged victorious from this season. They're terrible on the road, Taylor. Absolutely atrocious, but they cook up some mean North Carolina barbecue when they're at home. You know what I'm saying here. Minus 127 is a fine price to be paying on this team in this spot.
Yeah, I mean, Charlotte at this point, fifth best home team in the league. You look at all the relatively close in the points per game data. You know, they're Charlotte's coming off of that suspended game with Columbus, which probably would have hit anyway. But yeah, I'm with you. I think the prices are still there for the taking. Anything inside minus 140, especially at home, still the formula is there. We've had a lot of success on this season. And look, DC, we mentioned that crazy stop, Orlando, very MLS-y. Before that, it was 12 in all comps, 13 if you counted a friendly without a win before it. I agree. The new manager bump only goes so far. I love me some Taxi Funtas. It's not enough, especially considering the defensive issues for DC. You know, the one thing I would say is it mattered where DC plays, home or away, whereas some teams, it's like, oh, there's bad away data, so you definitely fade them in Charlotte. You don't necessarily have those numbers for DC, but you don't really have any promising in the macro for DC United anyway when you look at the entire season. So I think you keep having Charlotte at home. Like I say, top five home team in the league, inside minus 130 especially. That's a fine price and frankly, one that I wouldn't mind maybe squeezing into some parlays, Tom.
I think that's a very good idea. If you were looking for something to parlay, that's a good candidate for it. I'm going to stick with my straight bets right now, but we're three up, three down here. Next game up, Columbus Crew going up against Montreal. The artist formerly known as the Impact, they are plus 240 on the road here. Crew, no surprise, 106 home favorites here, slightly on the plus side of that. And the draw is plus 250 in this one. I honestly, you can make a case for both sides in this game. Montreal's done just fine on the road this season. They're sixth in the league in road points with a 5-2-4 record. They've got six home wins. They've been able to do it on both sides. They even emerged from Charlotte victorious. But the Crew is a team that I really believe is on the come up here. They're unbeaten since May right now. Five wins, five draws in their last 10 games. You can really make a case for either team, but I'm going to give it to the home field advantage with the Crew. If you stay away from a side here, that's completely fine. But I'm also going to say that aside from a pair of 0-0 draws with New England and Philly, which are perfectly understandable, Columbus has put up two goals in four of their last six games. And with Cucho Hernandez in the fold now, the offense is getting better, not worse. Their home XG this season is 1.78 goals per game, while Montreal's road XG is at 1.37. Those numbers speak, and they tell me to take the over 2.5 at minus 114 here. So I'm going to say two plays for sure, over 2.5, and I lean to Columbus in this one, Taylor.
So I was eyeing two plays as well. I'll do my more kind of eager play first, which is a full agreement with you. That's Columbus at plus 106. I think especially the eye test, when you look at these two teams, it's easy to, I think, still be more encouraged than you should be with Montreal. Some of these Montreal games have not been that pretty. They can still open up opponents. You know, obviously, they can score goals home and away. But you go back, look, NYCFC, okay, they're the defending champions. That was a disgusting 0-0 game. There was one combined shot on target in that Montreal's coming off of. That's a little bit concerning for a team whose bread and butter is their attack. So that would be the only part of me that, because I'm also looking at the both teams to score market. I liked where your head's at on the over as well. That's the only part of me that's kind of like, I don't know. I do. Still gets a goal in this one, but I like everything Columbus, honestly. The eye test, especially over the last four or five games, they figured it out. Even in those nils, the 0-0 with New England, they out XG'd the Revs by, you know, about 5-1 in that game, Tom. Completely scraped them. Really should have scored two or three goals in that game. So I like Columbus. I think things are improving for them, especially on the attack. I think you're still getting solid prices for them, especially in this spot at home. You know, again, Montreal is the third most away goals in the league. So everything I'm saying about what's happened over the last month with them, in the macro, they still have gotten it done. They figured it out and they put the ball in the back of the net. That's why I was looking at the BTTS plays as a possibility. Didn't love the minus 134 price tag. So I'm going to just stick with one play in this one. Take the Columbus side, keep it simple, and hope things, you know, end up going well for the yellow being there at a plus 105 price.
All right, there we go. Some agreement there. And the next game up is going to be the Timbers versus Nashville. I'd imagine we're going to get some agreement in this one, too. The Timbers are plus 110 in this spot. Nashville plus 225 and the draw plus 255 here. And Taylor, Portland, this is the shortest game I have in my write-ups right now. Portland is unbeaten in four straight at home. They're actually unbeaten in their last eight overall. The Timbers have caught fire in a very, very good way, while Nashville's in a dire slump. One win in their last six, and a trip to Portland is not a good cure for something like that. I'm going to take Portland plus 110.
It's a full agreement. I tried overthinking this a little bit, as I tend to do, and the advanced numbers on Nashville, especially on the road, are still pretty good. Third best away expected goal difference in the West. And, you know, you think about how they started out the season without having a home stadium. They can pull off results away that you wouldn't necessarily expect. But I just think the Timbers are too hot. They're as hot as anyone in this league right now. Some promising stuff. You get a Sebastian Blanco brace in the last game. He's missed time this year. Eric Williamson did not play in that crazy 4-4 with Minnesota, and he's been the heart of their resurgence. And they still looked awesome. You know, I mean, defensively, obviously, with some issues early in that game, which Williamson can help patch up. But you find ways to just get yourself on just pure kind of energy back into that game, finishes 4-4. Who knows if that game goes on another 15 minutes? I mean, you might have a 6-6 or 7-7 on your hand. It's possible to have a few more of those for Portland this year. I don't think it happens here. I think they beat Nashville pretty handily. A plus price here. It was kind of surprising to see. This is what you find in this league sometimes. And yeah, it's a full agreement, plus 110.
All right, last game up on the slate here today. We got the Quakes going up against Inter Miami. The Quakes at home have been fairly reliable. Minus 124 here in this spot as home favorites. Miami 3-1 dogs and plus 280 on the draw. And, you know, as reliable as the Quakes have been at home, this has to be a historic record this season for the Quakes of come from ahead losses. They dropped even more points with that last second equalizer to RSL over the weekend. An all-time save by Nathan, if you see it, the goal line clearance he had on an otherwise empty net, kept them from losing that game, much to our chagrin for betting purposes. But Inter Miami suddenly has an attack. A 4-4 draw with Cincinnati on the weekend was a wild game. Gonzalo Higuain is actually engaged in trying again. And Pozuelo was a great addition from Toronto to help this team score some goals. San Jose's got just two home losses this season, and they're phenomenal when it comes to scoring goals, ninth in the league, but their defense is absolute trash here. Two plays for me again in this game. First, take Miami 3-1. The price is just wrong here on a team that has struggled so mightily to be able to finish and close out games. If you even want to wait and hope that the Quakes score first, which they've done several times this season, you can jump in on Miami in game for an even better number if it happens. But I also suggest take the over 2.5 or over 3, depending on where this line ends up settling. It's -177 on the 2.5 right now, but this game's going to be a shootout. If there's one thing Quakes hate, it's unders. Only 3 of them in their last 12 games.
Yeah, so everything you just painted is absolutely correct. I agree with the live reads. I think live San Jose moves are extremely fun and can be extremely profitable. The one thing I don't agree with is I'm just not going all in with Inter, and I'm going to try a draw instead at +280. I think I'm getting a little bit too confident on the draws now, Tom. I've hit 3 of them over the last 3 weeks. I had a big +280 thanks to VAR wiping off a fire goal with Atlanta United last week. I'm going to try that here. The big picture. Yep. The big picture macro data for Miami on the road is pretty bad. I mean, they're the 4th worst road team in the league on points per game. San Jose, of course, just one of the worst teams, period. I would just say, just to caution you, not trying to talk you out of the play, just what has been worrying a little bit for Miami on the road is even against bad home defensive teams, they can't always get it done. They got shut out by Orlando. Orlando's conceded more home goals than anyone other than San Jose. They also got shut out by Atlanta on the road. I mean, those are two, you know, like Atlanta's as bad as you can find a defense really in this league right now. Atlanta shut them out when Miami left South Florida. So I do think this Inter Miami team right now is better than those versions of Inter Miami a few weeks ago. And so that's why I'm not, you know, completely fading them in this spot. I'm going to go in the middle ground. I think the price, similar to your thoughts on, you know, that being the wrong price for Miami, I think it's the wrong price on the draw, because I always think it's the wrong price on the draw. So I'm trying it at +280.
All right, there you go. That is going to do it for our slate here, Taylor. A quick recap of our positions on these games. I know you're on a little bit of a delay here and you're jerking around with the internet, but I think that we've been able to get through it all right. 6 games here, starting off New York Red Bulls versus Colorado. I'm on under 2.5 at +114.
Got the Red Bulls -1 +110.
Sounders versus Dallas. I lean to the draw, but I have no play.
Going all in Dallas +295. Let's try it.
Charlotte versus DC. I'm going Charlotte -127.
Full agreement, Tom. Love those Charlotte prices still being available at home. Charlotte -127.
The Crew versus Montreal. I lean to the Crew and I take the over 2.5.
Going Crew +106.
And Timbers versus Nashville. I am taking Portland +110.
Full agreement. Timbers +110.
And then last but not least, Quakes versus Miami. I lean to the Miami 3-1, and I'm fully taking the 2.5 over at -177.
All right, I'm going draw +280 here, Tom.
All right, that is going to do it for us. Taylor, do you have a lottery parlay this week? I'm taking a 14-1 shot here. I'm going Timbers +110, Charlotte -127. And I'm going to round it off going for that Inter Miami 3-1 here to give us a 14-1 payout if we can hit it.
I love it. I also have Charlotte as one of my 3 at -27. Going to throw that Dallas play in there. Why not? +295, as I remember the price. And I'm also trying a Red Bull money line at -159. I know as my individual play, I have them on the line at -1. In the parlay, I'm just going to go money line, keep it simple with a couple of other sort of, at least one other more aggressive play. That comes out to +1038, about 10-1 there, Tom.
All right. Well, guys, we wish you all the best of luck on this midweek slate. A nice little appetizer before another hot MLS weekend. It has been a pleasure. As always, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at TV at Work. Follow Taylor at ATLT Will. With one L, and of course, follow at Because We Win so that you can stay up to date on all of the latest content from around the Betting Weekly Studios world. We've got the Premier League starting up this week. Nigel Seeley, our pro ace from England, is on that and ready to give you guys all of the plays that you need. Head on over to that podcast and check it out as well. Don't forget, follow at Because We Win on Twitter. And guys, head on over to betrivers.com today. Grab yourselves an account. Use that promo code 250MATCH and they will match your first deposit up to $250. We'll be back with you on Thursday. And in the meantime, let's cash those tickets.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Major League Soccer on the Bet Rivers Network.